It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Why don't you explain this to me like I am an 8-year-old?
Do you need it broken down?
It's so dumb.
Why don't you explain this to me like I'm 5?
Well, lucky for you.
I don't know how else to talk about it.
Shut up, Meg.
It's time for...
Now I let you know!
Meg-splaining.
Meg-splaining.
All right. Meg-splaining the sequel. We're going to figure out a way for people to get involved, too.
You want them involved?
Yeah, I want people to be able to
tell them to get involved. They'll listen
to
you.
Questions? Maybe you can DM me on Twitter. Don't be creepy. You can DM me. That's a seltzer, by the way.
Too late for that. Yeah, the second you said DM me, that's done.
Not creepy. If you have a serious question, we'll try to answer it here. I was thinking about this morning.
Yeah, do you do feet pics? Yeah, that's a serious question. Yeah.
So I was thinking about this morning. I tried to come up with something else, but it just kept sticking in my brain. So I was like, okay, I have to go with it. So I checked my mail this morning, and I got this card from my future sister-in-law. My younger brother is engaged, and I love his fiance. She's wonderful. Really lucky that she's joining the family, especially with my brother. So I open it, and it's a thank you note. And I'm reading it, and I'm like, what is it? It's a thank you note from a Christmas present that I gave to her. She spent part of Christmas with our family. And I gave her, like, a pair of candlesticks. Like, it wasn't an elaborate present. It was this lovely
handwritten
note.
But it was two. It was
note.
A pair of candles. It wasn't just one candlestick. Because you're not going to get a thank you note for one candlestick.
It was a lovely handwritten note.
But two.
I got to say, it made me feel incredibly self-conscious. Because this is why it's going to paint me in a bad light. I'm awful at thank you notes. Like, I just don't do them. I don't even think about doing them. I would never think. I thought back. I was like, did she give me a Christmas present? I'm sure that they did. I would never think about sending a thank you note for a Christmas present. And then that brought me to, why are we still doing the thank you notes?
Well, not to throw your sister-in-law under the bus or future sister-in-law under the bus, but I have a theory why.
Well, I can't deal with the thank you notes, especially if I get something for one of my friends who's just had a baby. You know, you have a kid.
Yep.
Arcan, you have a little giant baby.
I do. There's nothing
baby
little
with
about
an
him.
Enormous head.
Enormous head, enormous everything.
So I can't think of anything worse than if you have a baby and people give you all these shower gifts or just, you know, wonderful presents. And then you have to write all these thank you notes to everybody. That's freaking miserable. Like, you have a newborn. Who wants to write thank you notes? And the only people, what do you do with the thank you note when you receive it? You go, oh, that's nice. It sits on your counter for probably 36 hours. And then you throw it away because it's trash.
Yep.
Because it's just a meaningless piece of paper. There is only one circumstance, I firmly believe, in which thank you notes matter. And that's if you go to interview for a job. Or someone meets you for a networking opportunity for a future job. Because then you can send a thank you note, a handwritten thank you note. They'll open it and they'll go, wow, they really want this job.
No.
I didn't know you were supposed to do that.
Yeah.
That explains so much.
Continue. That's the only function that thank you notes serve today.
If I were hiring...
Like, Grandma Bubby.
So you only do it if it's
anymore.
Transactional, is what you're saying.
Why else are you doing it?
To let someone know that you're thankful that you gave them the gift.
I said thank you when I opened it.
It's such a brown noser move.
Or why can't you just text?
A thank you note is such a brown noser move. And this is what I was going to say. So in a hiring situation, again, this is not to throw your future sister-in-law under the bus. This is just how I feel about this.
I'm not hiring her as my sister.
But I'm saying, if you were hiring and you got a thank you note, I'd be like, well, their advisor told them to do this. I wouldn't even take it seriously. I'd like shred it up. I wouldn't even take it seriously.
You would be offended.
I wouldn't be offended. I'd just be
like
how
not,
dare you thank me?
They're
you
not really seeing
so,
thank you. They're
you
just
think
they're
I'm so easily bought.
Yes, well, exactly. Somebody's advisor, their college advisor, just told you to send out a thank you note, so you're just doing it. That's what I just think. It's very transparent
and brown
nosery. I don't
think we bring pen and paper, and we definitely don't need to bring stamps into the equation. Like, you can send me a text. It'd be just as meaningful if, you know, you 2 weeks it, later, you're
send
like,
her a DM.
Hey, we just lit the candles you gave us. Look how cute they are.
Mm-hmm.
That's totally fine. Like, and it just makes me self-conscious because I'm like, I think back for years. Should I have given her a thank you?
Well, thank you.
What happens now? The bar's awfully high because what happens if you give her a gift next year? You'll give her a gift next year.
They're getting married.
No, but I'm saying. So
are you going to outdo candlesticks?
What happens if you give a gift and then she's like.
There's no thank you note.
Correct.
Then I read into it.
I would.
Who is?
I would. I'd be like, well, now the bar's set awfully high. If I'm not getting a thank you note, then they don't like the gift.
The thank you notes are a con.
Thankless note, more like it.
Big stationery is behind this.
By big thank you.
Yeah, big thank you. Exactly.
Big thank you.
Yeah.
Is trying to make you buy all these pads of paper and their little envelopes that fit the note exactly.
Yep. Go
and
on.
You know
yep.
who's in on it? The post office.
Yes.
Because how much do you send in the post office anymore?
Yeah.
You got to send a handwritten thank you note. How else are you going to do it? Oh, you can't send a thank you note through UPS,
nope,
can you?
Nope. Big pen.
That would be really weird.
Big pen's probably in on it.
And
big marker.
The thank you notes.
Big
glue. Return address labels.
Next big glue and glitter. What other arts and crafts things are you doing with
you
these?
You see your mail carrier step up. You say, who do you work for?
Yeah. I'm on
who do you really work for? You work for Papyrus? Don't lie to me. Are you with Hallmark? Who's behind you?
I'm on to you. I know you're working hard, but I'm on to you. I see what you're doing. I know the angle you're working.
I think we should all agree going forward. I know it's like what your mom said that you had to write to your great aunt when you were 11. You had to say, thank you so much for this basketball. I love my basketball. I'm playing with it in the driveway every day.
You just have to do your best Gronk impression when you write your letter to your grandma.
Just, you don't have to do it anymore. None of us have to do
it's
it anymore.
Epic, man.
We've made it all digital. And you know what? If you have a baby and you want to send a thank you note to people for the wonderful gifts that they gave you and the diaper genie or whatever, just send a photo of your baby that just says thank you.
My wife handles all the thank you notes.
Well, That's what I was going to say.
She had the baby.
Hey, she decided to take that on herself. I did not. What am I supposed to do?
Arcan, did you offer?
Offer to do the thank you notes?
Yeah.
No.
Of course not.
Why would I offer to do them?
Yeah.
You're part of the problem.
No, I'm not. You just said no one should do thank you notes, and now I'm part of the problem because I don't do them.
Yeah, he's a revolutionary.
Right.
She was like,
I'm on your side.
Oh, I had to write all these thank you notes for the family.
Well, you don't have to.
You should have said.
What do you mean? You don't have to.
You know what? I'll do it.
That's what I told my wife.
Wait. Because your wife might not approve of this. You tell her, I'll write the thank you notes. And then you never do it.
Yeah, I bet we didn't do any thank you notes. I would just about guarantee it. I was like, Kat, you don't have to do this. You know what we don't do anymore? And shockingly, we're getting fewer and fewer of them year over year.
Christmas cards?
Yes. Mm. We don't do a Christmas card, a holiday card. We don't do it anymore. And like, we still get them from people, but like, we haven't done one. I'm not saying we're never going to do one again. Maybe we'll throw people a curveball just to keep them on their toes. But we've stopped doing those. Like, I'm out on them.
It was kind of tough in the COVID years. Like, here we are in the house.
See, the pandemic wasn't all bad when you really think about it.
Well, but what do you mean? Wasn't that the ideal time to just take a family photo and then rifle out the Christmas card?
Well, no, because no one had a good year. I feel like the Christmas cards is like, here's what we did this year. No one did anything those years.
Nobody liked the way they looked.
We did 47 puzzles this month.
Well, those,
what did
Merry
I do?
Christmas.
I gained 10 pounds.
Those just go right up on my mantle, and then we, you know, they're there for the season, and then they're
in
the garbage.
It's the fanciest trash
it's no different.
That everyone sends each other.
No, it's a fancy thank you card. That's all
no,
it is. It's basically
no,
a thing.
It's not.
It's like it's
Christmas
like,
cards are a big
thank
brag.
You for being my friend. Still be my friend next year.
Christmas
I sent you a card.
Christmas cards are, I just sent you this brag. You can throw it out whenever you want.
So you see them as braggy. I see them as like,
there's
still be my friend.
There's braggier than a Christmas card.
They are braggy. I mean, they are. We've stopped doing them in the Jones household, and I wouldn't be surprised if we get zero next year.
Look how still our kids
Adam Jones, the definition of humility, after all.
That's true. I don't want people to feel like they have to measure up to all I've accomplished.
Christmas card with the baby. Everyone knows I'm getting laid. That's pretty cool. Showing off to everyone that
you
thing.
Do you do want to thump your chest about that one a little bit. That's a good point. All right. Well, day two of Megsplaining. I like
Thank
this.
You.
I like personalizing this a little bit. I feel like not that you need my approval. Although she does. But you know, for this segment,
I was so nervous
for your own cute little segment.
Tell me I'm good.
Not that
tell
you
me
need
good.
Approval, but I'm gonna tell you that you have a man's approval for this.
All
is what I'm gonna tell you.
All three men.
Yeah.
Did you approve of that?
Yeah.
100%.
All three. Yep. The 100%. Man in the way back.
Yeah.
Can you give me a thumbs up?
Yep. Okay, thumbs up for the man in the back.
Yeah.
Okay. Brave man.
All right. Good.
Man, it was all right.
Man approved.
Phew.
Megsplained, man approved is what this was. 617.
No more thank you notes.
779 7937. Caught myself that time. That time I caught myself.
We were close.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming 4/20 on Hulu.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.